Oh yeah, y'all, we live. Brian Popin, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Impacting Life 24/7. Yeah, I'm so glad that everybody is back with us, back in the studios, the digital studios of Impacting Life 24/7. And I'm your host, CL King, coming to you live here in Jacksonville, North Carolina. You know, I'm in North Carolina, but you know what? I'm connected with Texas tonight. And as many of you guys know, that is kind of like my second land of nativity. So love the state of Texas. But listen, you know what? What we have experienced just in the last, let's say, 24, 48 hours of coming back live on Impacting Life 24/7, what we've experienced is the energy of our listeners and the energy of our guests. And, you know, I don't just give you guys, Greg and I, who Greg works very, very diligently getting guests on the show. We don't try to bring you second-rate people, man. We try to bring you the top of the top. And tonight, y'all in for it. And I want you to know that you can make it, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to know that there is no barrier that can stop you. That's why we have this show, Impacting Life 24/7. The reason why we do this show is because we want you to know that you can make it. Ah, yes, man. I just had to make sure everybody's live, everybody's wired in. And I'm bringing to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, a young lady that is really revolutionizing her world, not just in Texas, but she's also doing it across the country and around the world. This lady is a phenomenal CEO and business owner and philanthropist, and she's also a caring soul. Michelle Perry, who is the founder of the Successful Diligence LLC company there in Texas and the host of the Successful Diligence podcast. She is also a best-selling author of the book called The Pebble in My Shoe. And she's a dynamic speaker. When I say dynamic, I have to just make sure that I bring my A game when Michelle's talking, because she is a dynamic speaker. And you can feel the energy in the room every time she delivers a speech. And also, she's a life coach, helping people align themselves to their a greater purpose and helping people across the globe find the positive power within themselves. So I want you to welcome to our virtual studios none other than Michelle Perry from Dallas, Texas. Welcome, Michelle.
Well, hello. That was quite the intro. I don't know that I can live up to it, but I certainly shall try. And I am so humbled and honored to be here with you and with your people. I mean, we're family, so, you know.
Yeah, that's right. This is just a family reunion, y'all. That's how we do this. You know, some people that come in my studio, they are strangers, but by the time we're done, we're family. And so I'm blessed to have you here, Michelle. We've been co-collaborating now for quite some time, and it truly is a blessing to have you on our return back to the airwaves on Impacting Life 24/7. And so, Michelle, what we do right from the start is I want people to know how to get in contact with you. We're going to do this all throughout the show. So before you tell us all the great things that you got going on, and before we unearth some of the gold nuggets that you have, I want you to tell people how they can contact you right now.
The best way to find me and all the things is successfuldiligence.com. And even if you just Google Successful Diligence, I will be the first 5 to 7 entries that come up, because we've been on the SEO Google lines for so long. So successfuldiligence.com.
Successfuldiligence.com. And thank you, Greg and Mike and Janice for tuning in and watching. And also make sure to put her website up on there. You already got it. Good job, Greg. SuccessfulDiligence.com. I want you guys to go there, and I want you to flood her website with all the positivity of all of our IL247ers. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. That's what you are. Those people who help us and those people who go along on this journey, you're considered IL247ers. That's Impacting Life 24/7. And so, Michelle, we're thankful for all the work that you're doing, the body of work that you have done. Really, Michelle, it's not fair to you to try to capture you in one night, but we're thankful that you took time out of your very busy schedule to give us a little bit of your time. So what I'd like for you to do is introduce yourself. Tell our audience a little bit about who Michelle Perry is.
Ooh, Shonda. Okay, that's a lot. I will be 47 this year, so no way to tell 46 and a half years in 5 minutes. But I am a recovering clinical social worker, Ivy League school trained, and burned out, and pivoted into corporate America, and had a business name of Successful Diligence back in 2003. Didn't know what to do with it, but got the website. That was wisdom. Right. And so in 2019 was when the podcast was born, based on my corporate America coworkers coming to me for coaching. And two of them were podcasters, introduced me to the world. I started my podcast in 2019, 2020, based on some viral events that happened. The podcast 10X itself and listenership and went global, international. And so the LLC was official as of 2020 in June. And Successful Diligence is a self-development company that helps people live a life in truth that they actually want to be living and to get up for on a Monday morning. There's no Monday morning blues if you work with us.
Wow, that's powerful. And our dear friend Sarah Penner over there, up there in Canada, says you are both amazing, CL and Michelle. Yeah, we got the powerhouse team going on. Well, we got the trio with Sarah there in the background. So appreciate you, Sarah. She's the...
Well, and Sarah's how we met also. Let's give her credit.
That's exactly right. I was getting ready to say, man.
Her podcast group on Facebook is dynamic, growing, an excellent collaboration group for podcasters. If you're in the podcasting world, if you want to be a speaker, you got to join Sarah's group. It's called the Podcast Collaboration. That's where CL and I met. And then it's just been explosive since then.
Look at that. She took over the commercial. Well, that's what I'm talking about, Michelle. And so, you know, the one thing that I really appreciate about what you're doing and what your message is that, you have really refined yourself over the years, and the conversations that we've had offline has really helped me to realize that it's okay to identify some things that you want to fix and that you need to take care of internally. And so the Successful Diligence LLC company is a vehicle by which you are helping people go along the same journey that you went on, right?
No. Wisdom nugget number one, perfection does not exist. It is an illusion. We will never be perfect. We are not supposed to be perfect. We walk our journey towards excellence, and that way we become the best version of ourselves and walk and into our purpose and enter our destiny. So, Successful Diligence LLC helps you discover who you really are in truth and equips you with strategies, tips, and tools that you can implement through your superpower of choice to become the best version of yourself, show up in truth, and live the life that you were destined to live.
Right. And, you know, I was thinking about that when she said, because we talked about this before, the superpower. And I asked if I could be Iron Man because he's like my favorite. He's like my favorite Marvel character. So, but, you know, not only have you laid this tremendous foundation with Successful Diligence LLC, and I want you guys to go to SuccessfulDiligence.com and please connect with Michelle Perry, who is my guest right here live in the studios of Impacting Life 24/7. SuccessfulDiligence.com. But you also have this podcast, and this is, you know, this has been a co-laborer, if you will. In other words, I have a podcast and you have a podcast, and you know what the cool thing about it is, we have been on both of each other's platforms and
multiple times.
Yes. Yeah, man. And I'm booking you again, so don't you dare worry. But, you know, I would like for you to give us kind of like an insight about why did you start this podcast, and what value does it bring to your listeners, your Successful Diligence podcast?
Yeah, well, like I mentioned, when I went to corporate America, I was really focused on taking a break from life mentally, emotionally. Physically, I had developed an autoimmune condition because I had stopped paying attention to myself. And when I started coaching and two of my clients were podcasters, I had never heard of podcasting. You know, I was never into that. And so one of them, I went on their show and I had so much fun. I was like, oh, I like this. This is so fun.
Right.
And I was like, I could do this. It didn't cost me any money to start.
Right.
Now, listen, people who are watching, listeners, I am unapologetically unpolished. the courage that I implement is that I show up knowing that it's not going to be perfect. It may not be pretty, but I'm going to show up. And that is where the value and content will flow. So I just showed up after a long day of work in my car with my phone and my headphones and an app, recorded episodes, and started to build my skill set in podcasting. And I realized that the podcast was a vehicle to motivate, to inspire, to encourage, but more than that, to equip people with the strategies that they need to live a life they want to be living, to break down those concepts of success, of empowerment, of confidence. That's great. They sound wonderful, but how do you do it?
Right.
What does that mean for me in my life practically? Because if I can't implement it, it has no value.
You know, you and said I'm sorry, Michelle, but you said something there that my memory is short, so I got to remember this. I should have wrote it down, but she said this, ladies and gentlemen, she came unapologetically unpolished. And you know, that's powerful. Greg, I'd like you to type that in the chat box, please. Unapologetically unpolished. And you know what? Sometimes we can be guilty of trying to put on this best facade, and it's really not who we are on the inside. And I appreciate, Michelle, you and your authenticity, because you did something. You said, I'm going to show up. And that's one thing that I talk to people who are like trying to get into certain spaces, or, you know, I got friends who dabble in a little bit of everything and they never finish anything.
Why?
Because
language is very powerful. There is no try. Try equals I have made something else a priority and chosen not to do.
Ah.
That is what try is. And so when we recognize that we are either making a decision to do something or not to do it, and there's no judgment in that. If I'm deciding not to do whatever it is,
right,
that's a decision I'm making. Commit to it, live it out, enjoy it, and do whatever.
Right.
You know, if I'm choosing to sleep in late versus work on the podcast one Saturday, that's an intentional, conscious choice.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything unless I attach a meaning to it. So there is no try. To quote the Yoda from Star Wars, there's do or do not.
She broke Star Wars out on us, y'all. And being her from the same generation, so we grew up watching Star Wars, or at least I did. So one of the things that I feel like this is going to be something we can spend some time on, is you have talked to me a lot about self-care and recognizing that, hey, look, I was doing all this stuff. My tentacles were out everywhere, but I wasn't taking care of me. If you could, and to the degree that you like, can you describe kind of like that, where you became aware of that, and help our audience understand, you know, kind of how you've defined what self-care is? Can you help us there?
I can work towards that. Yes. I did not have a concept of self-care until my husband, of it'll be 14 years in April, said to me in 2013, Michelle, and he used my name instead of babe, so I knew it was serious.
Uh-oh, yeah.
He said, you are crazy. You are crazy and out of your mind. I didn't marry this person that is in front of me, and I will not stay married to this person. Now I'm stuck with you for life, because till death do us part is the vow we made before God. So get your life together, figure yourself out, because this is not going to work. And that was truth. I didn't like the package that the truth came in.
Right.
But when I self-reflected, I had recognized that when I looked in the mirror, who and what I had become was unacceptable to me. Mm-hmm. And so I had to understand that self-care was not about getting my hair done, my nails done, because I was doing stuff like that. It's not about what you look like on the outside. Self-care is truly care of self. So you have to pay attention to, do you know who you are? Because that's the first step. And a lot of us are self-deceived because you think you know who you are, but who you think you know is really the compilation of what you have been imparted from other people, not who you truly are. And right. So I had to get to know Michelle and who I am. And then once I understood the value of who I am, I had to learn how to protect and guard Michelle, which is caring for myself.
Right, right. Let me ask you this, Michelle, because, you know, we're both people of faith, and Michelle is a Holy Ghost filled lady, and she believes in the Lord. She runs the aisles and jumps over the
pews. I'm not in the Pentecostal arena.
I've been there,
but I am Holy Ghost filled.
That's right. So anyway, you let me ask the questions here. She did this to me on our show, and on her show, I was her guest, and she was beating me up. You can't.
Well, because language matters. We have to make sure that we're talking about the same thing. If you say Jesus and I say Jesus, we could be talking about two different Jesuses. So language matters, and that's why I clarify so much. So I apologize for interrupting, but I just want to make sure that whoever is on the receiving end of our conversation is clear about what I'm working to extend.
Yeah, she doesn't run the aisles like me, but she does love the Lord. Okay, so is that good enough, Michelle?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Now I will continue on with my show. So, you know, one of the things that we have as faith people, what I was going to say is we as faith people, you know, we hear about humility and, you know, others and you know, giving and, you know, spreading the gospel and such. And sometimes it can almost feel like you're guilty if you stop to take in and reflect on yourself, on improving and taking care of yourself. And so, you know, I know some people have that, and even mothers and parents and such have that guilt, and they wrestle with, well, you know, I'll have to take care of myself later, or I'll have to take care of myself years from now. And then it's sometimes too late. How do you help people navigate through, you know, okay, is it really time? Is it okay to self-reflect and take care of yourself?
So I'm going to tell you a story to answer that question. The answer is yes, it is okay to take care of yourself. It is imperative that you take care of yourself. I grew up in such a manner that I suffered from low self-esteem, low self-worth. I was trained to be a people pleaser, mm-hmm. and to put myself second. That was my training. And when the Holy Spirit convicted me and said, how dare you call what God created something other than good? Because mm-hmm. everything that God creates is good. And I was calling myself all these other things other than good, right? Because I was feeling bad about myself. I saw my flaws. I was accusing myself. The enemy had no reason to come to me because I was doing it wonderfully myself. And when the Holy Spirit convicted me and I recognized that that was a form of self-pride, because I didn't think I was prideful. I was like, oh no, I'm humble. I don't put myself above others. You know, I'm meek and, you know, quiet and no. Self-pride. And so when I repented of that, there was a courage that came, because when you dismiss fear, it opens the space for peace and love and courage, mm-hmm. because two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time, right? And then I began to realize that there's a truth. You cannot give what you do not have, right? And you can't have it if you don't own it. And you can't own it unless you've experienced it to obtain and acquire it.
Right.
And so when we're talking about giving to other people, ministering, mothering, parenting, whatever it is, I love my mother. She did the best she could with what she had.
Right.
Was she the mother that I wanted and thought I needed? No. Obviously, God chose her to be my mother, so it was exactly what I needed. But
right.
you can only give what you have. You can right. only give what you own, right? And so if you don't have that to give, you can't pour out. So you have to refill your cup. You have to, because otherwise you have nothing to offer. And or what you're offering can be damaging or detrimental to whoever it is that you're serving it to.
That's true, man. That's very, very powerful, man. And I thank you really for being transparent and open about that piece right there. You know, we have all gone through this, something that none of us have been able to escape. It's been on every continent of the world, and it's been in every news cycle, and everybody's seen it. And we've all been affected by it to some degree. And that's the pandemic, the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, how I want to ask you this, because I haven't asked this question in a while, and I thought I would be over asking this, because I was asking this a lot of my guests last year. And I'm thinking, OK, maybe in 2021, I won't even have to ask this question. But I thought about it, and I thought you would be great to ask this question. And it really is just about the pandemic and how has the pandemic magnified the need for what you do, and what lessons have you learned from it?
The pandemic is far from over, number one, because the effects and the impact of the pandemic will go on even into the next generation. Because you think of the kids who've been, you know, out of school and out of socialization, there's an impact of that. There's a consequence for everything that happens. I think what has been paramount from this global reset of the world, really, because we're living in a different kind of world, is that no longer can you function effectively in self-deceit. We have been forced to face ourselves. And,
yeah,
you know, when you think you can go out, oh, here comes another strain. Or when you think, you know, you can do something, oh, no, you can't, everything's closed. Or, right, you know, whatever the change is. And so I think that when people are forced into self-development and forced to come out of self-deception, it's very disconcerting. Forget the level of mental health issues that you have as well that can surface. And so the need for encouragement, effective tools and strategies to cope, the understanding of grief and what that is and what the process is and how to embrace grief on your journey, all of that has been magnified by the pandemic. And for me, it has catapulted it a little bit sooner than I thought for, because it's been a lot that has been coming. And I'm running to keep up, you know, but it's really proven the need that, number one, we need connection, human connection, and we need to tell the truth. We need to show up in our lives in truth, because that's where the power is. That's right. Where our power in life is in truth.
Yeah, you know, truth is very, very liberating. And I agree with you, man. You said something very powerful there in terms of, you know, getting in touch with, you got to be true to who you are. And this has been something, you know, that we've watched in folks and couples and organizations that we've worked with. You know, some have said, you know, here's what we saw pre-pandemic. We were going to soccer, we were going here, ballet, we were doing all these things, right, Michelle? We had our life filled, going to Bible study, going to all these places. We were going. And then all of a sudden, that was shielding us from having to really sit down and do them core things that families have kind of gotten away from. And so, you know, the pandemic creeps in, and now it's like, okay, if you don't really, like, my wife had to stay home too. So I'm at home, she's at home, all of our kids are at home. So we're like, okay, if we don't really like one another, there's about to be a problem up in this house.
Well, all the interpersonal relationship issues or lack thereof come up. You know, the things that you could avoid by saying, oh, I'm busy.
Right.
But also the doing is not who you are.
Right.
The roles that you fulfill in life, the title of what you call yourself is not who you are. And a lot of people did not know, and some are still on the journey to finding out, that who you are is in the being in your life, not in the doing.
Okay, Michelle, look, okay, I'm going to have to raise your fee for that one, okay? I'm going to have to hook you up. Greg, send her a check, all right, bro? Because she said it very, very clearly. Who you are is not in the doing. It's in who it is in the being. And we are that's very, very good. We're not human doings. We are human beings. And I don't mean this callously, because I've lost very close friends to COVID. I also, my vice president, who you met a few minutes ago, was in ICU due to COVID. And I thought I was going to lose him. And so I'm very, very mindful of that. I try to use language that is associated with being mindful of that. But I also think that it has, for my family, let me just put it that way, it has been a blessing, because I did want a return to those basics, you know, because all my kids work, my wife's here, and we all got our businesses. We bought the philanthropist kind of house you could ever be in. Everybody got their little side hustle. And I'm just like, man, I cook dinner and ain't nobody here to eat it. You know what I'm saying? Our kids were raised sitting at the dinner table. And so when all this came, then we had to slow down and get back to where our roots were. It was like, you know, this was a revival of really who the King family was. And so for that piece of it, I'm very, very thankful.
If I may, 2015 was a very, very challenging year for me. Personally, professionally, I was struggling in my marriage. I was struggling at work. I was struggling all over the place, right? And it was a very dark period. And I thank God for my friend, shout out to Trent Hunt. I'll tag him in this so he can hear himself, but I'm giving him credit because he's the reason I stayed at my job. I would have quit my wonderful job that has been a blessing had it not been for him. And I said something in 2015, well, why can't I have this type of job and this type of life? And why can't I have this, right, venting, just saying all the things. 2020 comes along and everything I said I wanted in 2015 presented itself. Mm. It was not the package that I wanted. It was not in the bow and the pretty heart that I wanted.
Right.
But the package of COVID pandemic of that presented itself, right, in 2020, mm-hmm, and continues on now, presented the opportunity for me to implement and take advantage of the opportunity to have the life that I really desired in my heart that I had given up on. And so it has been, the last year and a half have been tremendous blessing, you know, being able to work from home, which allowed the business to grow, which allowed the collaboration worldwide and global through Zoom, because everybody's home and everybody, yes, wants that connection and, you know, all the things. So I just encourage people, it may not be the package that you want, mm, but there is a blessing and a gift in every situation. If you sit, if you listen, if you pay attention, it is there for you to find.
You know, that's so powerful. And let me just take a moment here for a on-air commercial break. And the reason why I did that is because she really gave us a great segue into talking about the blessings of this past year. Our podcast, as you know, Michelle, has really exploded. And Greg and I and our team, our staff is really hustling to try to keep up. We're very blessed to have brand new sponsors for Impacting Life 24/7. I mentioned them throughout the show. And so I'm going to do that just real quick. Greg Smith, he's the author of 100 Ways to Manage Your Property and Evidence Room. You can get your copy of his book at Finding Greg on Facebook, Gregory Smith, or email him at Greg at smithg1963@yahoo.com. And of course, our other gold sponsor, the one and only Michelle Perry. We're so thankful for her. She is the founder of Successful Diligence, and we want you to connect with her. Everybody's going to connect with Michelle at successfuldiligence.com. Of course, we've got Adrian Baker. She's also a gold sponsor. This is the blessings that Michelle's talking about. She is a speaker, a podcast host, and you can find her at professionalglobaletiquette.com. And finally, the CL King Group is another new gold sponsor. So, Michelle, you are right. This was a year, sister, and I'm just going to be honest with you. Let's just give God what he deserves. Bought a brand new big old ranch, bought a brand new SUV with 8 miles on it, and my show exploded. And God has been good. And I, you know, I'm mindful of the other side of the equation, but I'm also mindful that, man, if you put your faith in God and you put the work in, you can be blessed.
Well, let me ask you if your definition of the other side is the same of me.
Go ahead.
So when you said I'm mindful of the other side of that coin, right, of that blessing, what I thought of was where much is given, much is required. You're given something for a purpose. You're not given it to just lavish it up and enjoy it for you.
Right.
It is to be a testimony. It is to be a vehicle to bring people with you. It is for whatever purpose God put in you. And so he gives you 1 Peter 1:3, he has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness.
Right.
And you are given to give. You are given with purpose. Nothing is an accident. And so look for the purpose in everything.
That's right.
The blessings, the bad times, the, hey, I'm just cruising times. Look for the purpose in everything.
See, ladies and gentlemen, this is why she got the 300 shows under. How many shows have you completed on your
podcast?
I am at 412 episodes. How many thousands of people have downloaded your show?
Oh goodness. We're approaching 20,000 now. So, and keep in mind, I ended 2020 with, I think 12,000.
Right.
And I was shocked when I looked mid January at the numbers. I said, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
All right, here
See,
we go.
Let's go, baby. And you know, the truth of the matter is that, man, I on this show and Greg, what our endeavor is to have people like you that are impacting lives. We don't necessarily need entertainers. We don't need any fancy gurus. We want people that have the heart of impacting life. And what you're doing is truly phenomenal. The book that you wrote, Michelle, is I got to get my hands on it. I still been messing around and can't click on the right stuff. Remember, I told you I had some problems with Amazon, but that's my fault, not yours.
So go get the signed author copy from SuccessfulDiligence.com.
Just you send it. Just
for
send
the
it.
Signed author copy, and that comes from me.
Just send it to me, okay? So look, give us, here's what I want you to do. Your book is called, your best-selling book is called The Pebble in My Shoe. And I would like for you to, listen, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to give you just three highlights from the book, but I want you to go to SuccessfulDiligence.com and get it from her yourself. Michelle, give us three highlights from your new best-selling book.
Yes, it reached number one on Amazon in 3 countries, 5 categories. It has been best-selling. It's been in the top 100, it has not dropped below that from the whole entire Amazon site. So that's what it looks like.
Wow.
Because if you just search The Pebble in My Shoe, you'll find about 3 books that come up, but that's what it looks like, the blue and red. And the subtitle is, so the Pebble in My Shoe, Take Back Your Power and Live in a Better Way by Living in the Power of Attention. And so the book is really about, what does that mean to pay attention? What does that mean? How do you access paying attention? And that is through mindfulness, gratitude, which changes your life. If you don't understand and connect with gratitude yet, I encourage you to do a study on gratitude. It will change your life. And so the book starts out memoir-ish because I tell a story about how I came to know purpose, and then what I did with that. And then it goes into the journey of grief and what that is, and into gratitude and mindfulness.
Yeah. Now, are we allowed to just spend a moment on the grief piece? Because I think that's very, very important. And we're dealing with that even in our region. At my son's high school, I don't know if you've seen it on that we posted, but his friend just committed suicide just a week or so ago, and a very, very close friend since sixth grade. And they are seniors, wonderful man, a stellar athlete, academics through the roof. And everybody is processing this thing called grief. And some of these kids are not even sure how to do it because it's so foreign to them.
Well, my book starts out, the memoir portion and how I met purpose was witnessing a suicide when I was 17 years old in my second period English class. So that gave you a little sneak peek into the beginning of the book.
Oh, wow.
And grief is, I argue, a lifelong journey, a companion that we meet at birth. And there's different ways to walk with grief throughout our life. For me, grief presented as rage and anger that I did not understand. Mm-hmm. I didn't recognize that was grief for me. Because you think of grief, you think we're crying, we're sad, you know, all of those sorts of emotions and depression. But for me, it came out as anger and activism. and then really a doorway into purpose for me. Mm-hmm. But grief, I did a presentation recently on grief. You can find it at the school. If you go to successfuldiligence.com, hit the school button. There is a presentation and workshops course, and it's in there. But grief is something that you cannot escape. It is always with you and has been with you from birth, is what I present. Because when we are born and that umbilical cord is cut, we are no longer one with our mother, and that is our first loss. And that is our first experience of grief. We don't have language for it though, but we know it, right?
Yeah.
And so oftentimes you can feel something, you can experience something and not have the conscious language for it. There's spiritual encounters with grief. You don't necessarily know how to process it. So what I encourage someone, get my book, because I talk about grief in my book,
right?
But also just continue to show up. Don't stop walking in your life. Just show up every day, keep walking, and find one thing to be grateful for. Even if the only thing you can be grateful for is that you are on this side of the dirt. Mm. And eventually, as you continue to walk, the grief journey and the grief companion who walks with you will allow you to process that so that you can turn it into purpose.
Well, for those of you that just came by, because we love that we have a live audience as well as our podcast audience, and you're tuning in to Impacting Life 24/7, I have as my guest, hailing from Dallas, Texas, Miss Michelle Perry, and she is the founder and CEO of the Successful Diligence Organization, LLC. And one of the things that we've been discussing tonight is truth. And Michelle strikes me as somebody that likes truth, and she don't sugarcoat stuff much. And I could appreciate that about her. But one of the things that you deal with is truth. And so I wanted you to kind of help us understand that from your perspective. What does it mean to you, and what you, your research and what you've articulated, what does it mean to live a life of truth?
I didn't know about the depth of my self-deception until college. I was in an English class with a professor who thought he was Henry David Thoreau incarnate. He loved him some Henry Thoreau. But he said something one day in class. He said, "It is true that there is truth, whether you believe it or not." And that statement rocked my world, and I didn't understand why. I didn't know what it meant, but it started my quest for truth. Now, I grew up I'm biracial. My father is African-American from D.C. I can't even say African-American. He was Black. We ain't got no African in our family. He was right. Black from D.C. My mother is a Jewish woman. They met, married, and divorced by the time I was 3, right? And so I grew up, I had a stable attachment with my father in those early formative infant toddler years, but then he left. And so after 3, I knew nothing about that part of my family. I never saw him again, he's dead now. So I grew up Jewish. And that statement, "It is true that there is truth, whether you believe it or not," rocked my mind because I couldn't understand what that meant. And so I went on a psychological quest to understand truth. What does that mean? What is truth, right? We all want to know what is truth. And I've learned a lot. And I have come out of self-deception. I have come out of a lot. And truth was when I found Christ, because he is the truth, the life, and the way.
Right.
And it's a journey to uncover and be have your eyes opened and that revealed to you. And so if you're on your journey to truth, I encourage you to just keep walking. You will find truth, and before it's all over, everybody will know, knee will bow, they will know who and what truth is.
Right.
And truth is defining for me, because I cannot function, I cannot tolerate deception or untruth.
Right.
I literally, like, it's an irritant to me, because for so long I functioned in that way, and it was so destructive in my life and in me. And so truth has been so freeing and so courageous building. And I just want everyone to function and live in truth.
Wow, that's powerful. I'm going to ask you one more. And this was not on the list, by the way, so I'm putting you on the spot.
But
this
I'm here for it.
I know you're up to the task, sister. You didn't give me no questions ahead of time, so I had to float.
Challenge accepted.
Forgiveness. We have both experienced very traumatic hurts in our life. You know, the hurts that I experienced from people that were supposed to take care of me. And you've experienced traumatic hurts grievous hurts. Forgiveness is something that sometimes people struggle with. I've struggled with it for 46 years. Well, it'll be 46 this Saturday. I've struggled with it for 46 years, forgiveness of those people who did those vile things to me. And I know that in my audience, there have been people out there hurt by folks and entities and organizations and groups and churches and all this kind of stuff. Forgiveness, to me, I've found has been very, very liberating. Even if the people don't know that I forgave them, that I do it. And it sets me free from some shackles that I was hanging on to. What is your take on forgiveness and how it can set you on a different path if you're holding on to things and bitterness and anger and resentment?
So bitter, angerness, and resentment are symptoms of unforgiveness. You cannot give what you don't have. How can I forgive someone if I have not forgiven myself first? The one person that unlocked the door for me was forgiving myself, because what that allowed for me to do was to then forgive other people in truth, correct? And understand that my life is not about anyone else but me.
Right.
Because when I die and I go before God, who's going to be there with me?
You by yourself.
Me and me.
Right.
And God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Right. And so when you forgive yourself, and that takes a lot, that was a decade long journey that, and you're ever evolving, because the more wretched you understand you are and how wicked you've been to yourself, mm-hmm. if you have self-critical thoughts, if you have negative self-talk, if your worldview is not clear and you have not washed the windshield of the lenses of your eyes that you are seeing and viewing the world, forgiving yourself is what washes that. Mm. And that allows you to get a correct vision, and it allows you to see people for who they are. They're human. We're all human. We are perfectly imperfect.
Right.
And if someone hurts you, it is because you have allowed them to hurt you. No one can hurt me because I don't allow it. Only I can hurt myself. And when I forgave myself and understood the power and the value that I truly do have, it was life changing.
Wow. See, and again, Michelle, that is why you have the Successful Diligence podcast and the Successful Diligence LLC, and that's why it's reaching tens of thousands of people around the world. And so, Michelle,
can I offer one more example though? That's not me, just in case someone's like, I don't relate to her.
Of course,
Elie Wiesel was in the Holocaust, and he was a psychologist, and he recognized that the one thing that the Nazis could not take from them was their mind, their worldview, their thoughts. And that was how he was able to forgive those who persecuted him, because he understood who they were and the power that they thought they had, but they really did not.
They didn't.
Wow. So I just wanted to offer another.
That's good, man. That's what I'm talking. Awesome. Outstanding. So listen, we're going to, before we go, because ladies and gentlemen, you're putting your drink trays back up and securing all of your luggage. I would like to just ask you, Michelle, what do you do for fun? What do you do to chill outside of podcasting and podcasting and changing the world? What do you do just to hang out and take care of yourself?
I love to laugh. My husband, one of the reasons I married him was because he could stimulate my mind, which was difficult to do at the time, but he makes me laugh. And so like even today, you know, before we came on, I watched a show that never fails to make me laugh. I play with my dogs who are hilarious.
Yeah.
I just got a new exercise machine that I am just so enjoying.
Yeah.
But it really changes. And it goes back to paying attention. You have to show up for yourself. In this season, what is it that I enjoy that brings my stress level down, that brings my blood pressure down, that makes me laugh, that makes me feel good, and then do more of that. And then it might change one day. You might want to go out for a walk. You might want to read. You might want to call a friend. You might want to knit or, you know, do stickers or draw or whatever it is that makes you happy. But for me, I like to read. I like to laugh, and I like to enjoy my family.
So, Michelle, that treadmill that you got, I seen you was making some declarations on that thing. It lets you go through different scenes, right? Because I just was using one of those when I was out of town. Like you got different scenes you can walk on. Is that what that does?
Think Peloton for a treadmill, and that's what it is. It's called the ProForm T10. They're having a special right now. If you go to proform.com,
they ain't no sponsor.
I'm just saying, but it was free. This was a blessing for me because I really wanted to move because it's COVID. I can't go to the gym. It's the weather's not always. You know, my dogs can't walk for as long as I want to.
You got the treadmill for free.
I got it for free, no out of pocket, for free through my health savings insurance.
Caveat of that.
But it has a tablet attached to it, and you can pick different exercise programs. I chose walking tours because I'm just getting back into my consistent movement.
Yeah.
So last night I walked through Luxor, Egypt, and tonight I'm going to go to Turks and Caicos, and I am so loving it. Yeah.
Well, I might want to get one of those and walk through the Acropolis at Greece, you know, like Yanni was there, you know, that would be cool. So listen, I'm going to give what I have done since almost the beginning of our show. Uh-oh, I think I hear the music. What I've done since the beginning of our show is I have asked people to speak to our audience directly and give them, your heart. I want you to close out with a word to our audience and with a word of encouragement for 2021. Michelle Perry of the Successful Diligence podcast and Successful Diligence LLC, Michelle Perry, our guest from Dallas, Texas, the floor is yours. Give us a word of encouragement.
It's going to be short, but I encourage you to, number one, show up every day. Just show up. Walk in truth. Keep walking. Don't ever stop walking. Don't ever stop walking. Because if you continue to walk, you will reach your destination. You will understand. You will reach your purpose. And on the journey, while you show up and you continue to walk, I encourage you to choose gratitude, because gratitude will change your life. It will change your mindset, your worldview. It will impact you first and then others. And you will look back in amazement, because you don't know how valuable you are. You matter. You matter. Someone in this world is waiting for you to show up in your life so that you can impact their life for the good.
That's awesome.
Don't let them down. Don't let them down.
That's powerful. Michelle Perry of Dallas, Texas. You got to go check her out at thesuccessfuldiligence.com. I want you to get her book. Look at that book right over her shoulder, The Pebble in My Shoe. I want you to go get that. I want you to flood her social media. You can find her on social media. Just look up Michelle Perry. She's all over the globe, literally.
Successful Diligence.
Yeah, that's where you want to go. And Michelle, we are so thankful that you have taken time out of your very busy schedule to be a part of the Impacting Life 24/7 family, and we consider you a part of the family, and we look forward to having you back and discussing more things about impacting lives one day at a time.
No place I'd rather be. I'm honored to be here, and thank you, fam. Next time, maybe you'll send me a chicken dinner.
Yeah, you know how you get paid with them chicken dinners, boy. That grease puts up in the gas tank. Listen, Michelle Perry of thesuccessfuldiligence.com. I want you guys to go there, check her out. She's got a podcast that is rocking the house. Everybody said they loved the show. Love the gratitude is so important. Your words were very, very powerful, and we look forward to hearing them again. Michelle Perry, successfuldiligence.com. Thank you so much, Michelle. We'll talk to you again real soon, okay?
Love y'all.
All right, have a good night. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the second show down, man, this week. I feel like I should just do 5 shows this week. What a tremendous, tremendous walkthrough of so many varying topics. And that's what I love about our show, Impacting Life 24/7, is that we discuss things from all different corners and perspectives of the world that are impacting lives. Tonight, we talked about grief. We talked about unselfishness. We talked about truth. And Michelle was very, very diligent. She labored through each one of those topics and did not waver in her beliefs. And that's what we appreciate, people that come on this show. We continue to want to impact one life, one day at a time. We'd love for you to be a sponsor. If you'd like to be a sponsor of Impacting Life 24/7, because we have people coming on our show from all across the globe. We literally have about 75 people in the queue waiting to get on the show. We just cannot get to everybody. And so we really would love for you to partner with us. All you got to go to is clkingspeaker.com. We've got 3 sponsorship levels. We got silver, we've got gold, and we've got platinum. Silver is $1, $1 a month to help us keep this show on the air and continue to get these shows out, because it takes a lot to make this thing happen. $5 a month helps us continue to do that, but also gives you a free spot on our show where we advertise your business, your book, and we just promote you greatly. The platinum level is $15 a month, and that helps us take our gear training to at-risk youth throughout the country. You can help us do that. You can help us today. All you got to do is go to clkingspeaker.com. We would love to have you be a sponsor. Greg, to all of our team, Mike, Katrina, Danny, we thank you guys for being a part of what we're doing. To all of our guests that watched us live, thank you. Michelle Perry, successfuldiligence.com. Go check her out. Please get her book. And when you go to her website, or you find her on Instagram, or you find her on social media, please tell her you saw her on Impacting Life 24/7. So we get a day off tomorrow, and then we will be back right here in the high definition studios of Impacting Life 24/7. Brian Popen, gospel artist that you heard in the background, gave us permission to use his music, and I want you to go to support Brian Popen, because gospel artists have taken a tough hit during COVID, not being able to travel. And so I would love for you to let Brian Popen know that you heard him on our show. He's an international gospel recording artist, and he's letting you know that you can make it. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you Thursday night. 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.